Teshuva, Shir number 38. Comes the holy day of Yom HaKippurim. Omar Rav Akiva, says the Mishnah at the end of Yuma, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei mi hatem metarim umi metair eschem. In front of we are becoming clean, purifying ourselves. This day, umi metair eschem, who is the one that's purifying us and cleaning us up in this day. We go along the world and in life, we collect upon us chatoim, avoinois, aveirois we did, all the sins, all this rubbish, all this ugly things we did, and bad decision and errors we add, connect to us, they become a part of us, and it's kshura by kekelev, it's like a dog that we going with us the whole time is kashul to us, and we have no way to get away from it. And with going the life, comes a situation that the Navi and Yechezkel, Amet Gimel, calls it, in Echatoiseinu ve'avoinoiseinu aleinu, our sins and our averes is an us, uvon anachnu nemakim, and it's like blocking us down, it's like blocking the veins, there's no blood flowing, oxygen doesn't come to the body, and then the body starts dying. That's what's called in Lashon HaKodesh, nemek. And uvam anachnu nemakim, like someone is sometimes sick, wounded very bad, and there's no choice only to cut off his hand, a leg, or something like that, because it's in this situation that there's no oxygen and it dies and it's rotten, and that's called nemek. So uvam anachnu nemakim, we are in this situation of nemek because the averes is so heavy on us, we can't breathe, we can't live in that way. Ve'eich nichye. How could we choose in life? A person that's alive, is chai, he always has the freedom of choice. Freedom of choice is not only to have a big offer, like you have a machine that's selling cans of drinks, and you could choose, yeah, you have like 25 different bottles of drink. And you come and say, okay, I could choose this or this. But it's not always you could really choose, because you're ashamed to take this drink and you don't like that drink. And the freedom of choice is to come and I could take whatever I want. And like in life, we have sometimes, we think about ourselves. When I was young, I thought I could be a tzaddik, I could be a kaddish, I could be a tamid chachem, I could be a lot of things. And what happens is, a few years later, I look back and I see, okay, what I could be today. I can't be that all the 10 things that I thought when I was young I'm going to be. Because you can see, that a tzaddik, I'm not going to be. Because the mistake that I did when I was 14 years old, I'm already not a kodesh merechem. I'm not a tzaddik. I'm a kubal, I can't be. Oh, maybe I'm going to be a tamid chochem. But then happened the mistake that I did by 17 years old, and that even a tamid chochem, I don't believe that I'm going to be. And even something, and it stays only two options what I could be from all the 10 that basically I could be. And what happens is over here, we feel that our averes is sitting on us. It's blocking us and not letting us the freedom of choice to start to do from beginning like nothing happened. For example, you see a child, you know, a young boy or a young girl. They tell him, okay, set a table. Okay, he goes, he puts on a new tablecloth and starts putting the salads on the table. And then he misses up. And the tablecloth becomes full and dirty. And then his father, his mother comes and say, go away from me. Go help in the kitchen. Go someplace else. And in other words, he's telling him, you don't know how to do it, and don't try even again. Go away from your failure, and I don't want to speak now, and what more you're so not worth nothing, and you're worth nothing, and you can't do nothing. Go away from over here. But there was another situation. There was a situation where the father and the mother comes and tells this boy or girl, tells them, okay, go bring a new tablecloth in the closet. Let's put it from beginning on the table and bring new salads. What's going to be, says the child, with what I did over there? It's so dirty, it's so filthy. What's going to be with it? You go bring a new one. It's on me. I'll take it, I'll clean it. Everything is going to be okay. We did averes. We took handcuffs and we put on our own hands and we blocked us ourselves with our wrong choices, with our mistakes, with our errors. We came to a place that we are blocked in Ruchnias, we are blocked in Gashmias, we can't choose, we don't have no freedom of choice anymore. And then comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this holy day of Yom Kippur, and he says, Ki bayoyim hazeh, in this day, Achaper aleichem, yechaper aleichem, I'll clean you up, v'chiper yodov, the Gemara in Gittin, bo'alech hapur yodei, v'chaper aleichem, HaKadosh means to clean, he cleans us up, he says, you know what, go bring a new tablecloth. What's with the old one? It's dirty. It's filthy. I made it. It was my mistake. Look how it looks now. I'm taking it on me. I'm going to clean it. It's everything happens. It's to me. Go bring a new one. Start from the beginning. And when he tells us start from the beginning, and he tells us you could go now on, and I'm taking on myself what's happened over here, what's dirty and filthy over here. You know what he's telling us? I believe in you. I know that you could do it. I know that you're good. I know that you want to be good. And I know that if I'm going to tell you, go, do what you want, I know that you're going to do only mitzvahs and only good things, because that's what you are. And that's why I love you. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming and telling everyone and every one of us and young people. He says, I know that you want to be good. And I know you're going to be matzliach to be good. You will success to be really good like you want to be. And I'm taking on myself everything bad that you did. Come, bring a new tablecloth and start from the beginning, because I know that you're good and you will do it good. That's the present, the gigantic present of the Tshuva of Yom HaKippurim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gigantic hug and he says, go, start going. Everything what you do today is on me. You clean. You have hope and you have a freedom of choice. Choose everything what you want to be. You could be a Kodesh Meirechem. You could be a tzaddik on the Kubbal, a Talmid Chacham, the biggest tzaddik, the biggest tzaddikas in the world. Because I believe in you, and I know who you really are, and how really good you are. Go and do it, and you will be matzliach v'ezer Hashem. That's the present of Kiyi. V'ayoyim hazeh, yechaper aleichem, letayir eschem, mikol chataiseichem, lifnei Hashem titoru. And that's what Rabbi Akiva says, Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem etayirim, umi metayir eschem, the present of Yom Kippur. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should be clever enough, and we should have the courage to really live this Yom Kippur like it's supposed to be, and feel the hug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and connect to Him in a real right way.